Priests of all faiths will be required to report instances of child abuse to police in Victoria if new laws introduced this week pass through the state's parliament. The Catholic Church responded swiftly to the proposed changes this week, with Melbourne Archbishop Peter Comensoli saying he would rather go to jail than break the seal of confession. So with the laws still up for debate in the state's parliament, questions remain over how effective they will be in the face of resistance from the Catholic hierarchy. Head of research at the Blue Knot Foundation, the National Centre of Excellence for Complex Trauma, Dr. Pam Stavropoulos, says we need to be mindful who the victims are when discussing these new laws.
We all need to be mindful that the debate doesn't become reframed in such a way that the church is almost presented as the victim and the persecuted for their beliefs. This is very much about restitution and to survivors and also observance of the law and potential upcoming law in Victoria.
Dr. Stavropoulos says we need to remember the Catholic Church has been responsible for the majority of reported crimes against children by religious leaders.
We have to remember that it was disproportionately responsible for the highest number of egregious violations in terms of sexual abuse of children. Over 60% of those who said they'd been abused within religious institutions related to the Catholic Church.
If passed, the laws will require people in religious institutions of all faiths to report child abuse to the police. Previously, exemptions were in place for information heard during confession, but these will be removed if the current bill becomes law. Priests would then be subject to the same requirements as a number of other professionals, such as teachers and nurses. But lecturer in law at Western Sydney University, Dr. Hadil Al-Alossi, says the laws may bring about some unexpected consequences.
Will this legislation deter some pedophiles and priests who would otherwise confess to a priest from doing so? Because if a pedophile or someone who has committed child sexual abuse does confess, there is an opportunity for the priest to convince them to report themselves to the police. There's also an opportunity for the priest to get that person to make that admission outside the confessional box, and so that the seal of confession would not apply.
Dr. Al-Alossi says church acceptance is crucial for the law to work if it is passed.
The only thing that really can be done is if ministers of religion who do support the act to come forth with the strong reasons why that, yes, while the seal of confession is important, there's a greater good in reporting sexual abuse that's disclosed in the confession.
While the Catholic Church has been the most outspoken on this issue, other religions will also be affected by the laws. Vice President of the Islamic Council of Victoria, Adele Salomon, says religions of whatever denomination have an obligation to report child abuse when they hear about it.
The perspective of the Muslim community, we welcome laws that strengthen protections for the most vulnerable, and particularly children. Religious institutions of whatever denomination have a responsibility to provide for the safety and welfare of those who are entrusted to them. And so, in principle, we have no issues with strengthening of those laws. And we believe it's reasonable that religious authorities, those responsible in institutions, are required to report potential cases of child abuse, for example, child sexual abuse. I think that's reasonable, and it's an expectation that we ourselves have for the leadership of the Muslim organisations in this state.
Dr. Stavropoulos says it may only be a matter of time before the Catholic Church faces pressure to change its position from its members.
The comments that have been made to date, of course, been by the senior Catholic prelates, who once again, you know, these are the people highest in the hierarchy who have presided over egregious violations, and that's a matter of public record. It's admitted by, you know, as it has to be by so many in the church. So I think to the extent that their articulated views are concerning to members of their own church, it may well generate serious reflection and dissent within the church.
That's Head of Research at the Blue Knot Foundation, the National Centre of Excellence for Complex Trauma, Dr. Pam Stavropoulos.